In court Thursday, Stacey Wersfold was questioned by the woman accused of bludgeoning and stabbing her father to death. Accused killer Beryl Musila, self-representing in her trial for first-degree murder in the July 7, 2017 death of St. Albert Sr. Ron Wersfold, conducted her first cross-examination of the prosecution's first witness. The questions were directed at Stacey Wersfold's testimony about a confrontation on July 8, 2017, when she arrived at her father's apartment looking for him. In earlier testimony, Stacey Wersfold told Crown Prosecutor Patricia Hankinson that Musila told her through a window that she and Ron Wersfold had had an argument, and that he went for a walk, and that she was cleaning the apartment. Alerted by signs that signaled something was off, Stacey Wersfold said she parked in the parking lot, blocking Musila's effort to leave in Ron Wersfold's car. Previous reporting. Day 1. Woman pleads guilty in indecently interfering of remains of St. Albert Sr., murder trial continues. Day 2. Street. Albert murder victim drugged and beaten, court hears. Day 2. Daughter details frantic search for father during murder trial for St. Albert Sr. Day 3. Murdered St. Albert Sr.'s bloody bed shown as evidence Thursday during trial. In her cross-examination, Musila said Stacey Wersfold was insisting that she leave the residence when Musila's friend Rob Rafters came to the apartment. Musila asked Stacey Wersfold why she didn't attempt to enter her father's suite at that point. "I was trying to be respectful and not escalate," Stacey Wersfold replied. "I just wanted you gone." Musila asked her if she asked her father's neighbors for help. "As stated, it was a civil matter. I was expecting my dad to walk up or you to expediently leave the suite," Ms. Wersfold said. Musila asked the victim's daughter about when Musila showed resistance to leaving the apartment. "I wasn't leaving until you were gone or my dad returned and said you could stay," Stacey Wersfold responded. When Musila suggested Stacey Wersfold didn't actually ask Musila to be let in the building, Stacey Wersfold was firm. "That would be a lie," she replied. Musila also asked the victim's daughter why she didn't call the police. "You said you called police," Stacey Wersfold responded. In earlier testimony before a jury of 9 women and 3 men, with 2 alternates, Stacey Wersfold said that on that Saturday of July 8, 2017, Musila accused her of harassment and intimidation and said she'd called the police. Stacey Wersfold was at the site when she observed Musila leaving in a taxi van with a heavy, oversized blue tote, a black suitcase, and a number of other containers. An RCMP forensics expert testified Thursday about a series of pictures showing totes, a black suitcase, and other containers that turned up near the second crime scene, at a property in rural Parkland County. Sergeant Nolan Losness, a 31-year veteran of the RCMP and senior forensic identification specialist, testified that he attended the scene to take photographs, describing details of 72 photos at the home that was near the makeshift dump site. "Among the contents, there were several clothing items," Losness said, "along with red-stained scissors, a pillow with a large red stain, red-stained pillowcases and 2 rubber totes." Losness also found a blue recycling box, another rubber tote with duct tape, a black suitcase, a bath mat with duct tape with red stains and half a set of false teeth, dentures, a blue sheet with red stains, a kitchen knife, a separate black knife handle, a stained dishcloth, 2 red-stained towels, towels stained with red and yellow, and a facecloth with red and yellow stains were also found. There was a pair of scissors with carpet fibers in them, along with a square cut-out chunk of red-stained carpet, which had a slight reflection because it was still wet, Losness said. In the stuff, there were also envelopes addressed to Beryl Musila, Losness testified. In her opening statement, Crown Prosecutor Patricia Hankinson said a party at the rural home was the last of several stops Musila made on July 8 after leaving Ron Wersfold's home in a loaded taxi van. On July 9, 2017, Ron Wersfold's body was found in a large 4-foot by 2-foot blue Rubbermaid tote nearby at a makeshift dump site. On Tuesday, Musila pleaded guilty to the charge of indecently interfering with Ron Wersfold's remains. She pleaded not guilty to the charge of first-degree murder in his death. Functioning as her own counsel is Musila's constitutional right, Justice Ackrell said. Amicus attorney Greg Warabek remains on hand, not as her attorney, but to ensure a fair trial. Testimony continues Friday at 9:30 a.m. in Justice Larry Ackrell's courtroom at the Court of King's Bench in Edmonton. The trial is expected to go for at least 5 more weeks.